Welcome back. There is an enemy called comfort. We actually never think about it that way, but we get so comfortable in the place where we're at, and we often make excuses for staying there. But you know good and well that God is stirring something up inside of you that's going to cause you to have to move out of your comfort zone. This is where the enemy gets the victory when we don't move. Listen in, get your notebook and get your pen. I believe this episode is going to bless you. Hey sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside of you but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose in your God's given calling? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside me and wish I had the clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fears so you can confidently step into your God's given call. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. Today, let's talk about the enemy called comfort. It is the number one reason you can't move forward. Actually, it is the main reason that you can't move forward. When we think about comfort and our comfort zone, we use that as an excuse, especially when we feel a stirring up in our spirit. And it's going to challenge us to take another leap of faith. A lot of times we'll use that as an excuse. Oh, this is just where God has me. I'm good where I'm at. But even when you say that and you think about it, it doesn't erase the fact that you're still feeling this burning desire inside of you to do more. So the enemy uses our comfort zone to stop us from moving forward. He uses the comfort zone as a way to just keep us in bondage. And he knows if we cannot move forward to do what God has called us to do, then okay, he's won. But I talked a little bit about this in the last episode. But what I want to point out here, woman of God, is that there are women who are assigned to you. And listen to me on this. And they've been praying. Maybe they're stuck in their situation. They don't know how to get out of their situation. They don't know how to get past the circumstance, whatever it is. But these women are praying and they're crying out to God. And God hears their prayers. And God has assigned them to you. And that is why you have this desire. Because when we talked about Philippians 2:13, where it says that it is God who works in you. He gives you the desire to do what pleases him, and he gives you the power to do it. So when we know that this is what's happening inside of us, it's for a reason. It's because God has heard the voices and the prayers of your sisters, and he has assigned them to you. And we have an obligation and a responsibility to walk in this purpose that God has called us to. We don't have the luxury to say, oh, I'm just going to sit back in my comfort zone. Oh, I'm going to just, you know, I'm good. This is just where God has me. And when you know there's this burning desire still inside of you, God is stirring something up inside of you because there are people who need to hear what he has placed inside of you. And you are the one who is, that he has chosen, I should say. And we are the ones, I mean, I'll include myself in that as well, who God has chosen to speak into the lives of these women. Oh my God, somebody. If you could just get this and remove ourselves, if we can remove ourselves out of the equation, because we know that it's in him, which is God, that we live, that we move, and we have our being in the first place. It's all about him. It has nothing to do with us. But we get comfortable where we're at. But God has another assignment for us. But we ignore it and we sit in this comfort zone, and the enemy uses this comfort zone against, well, he uses it, yeah, against us. Because it will stop us dead in our track, and it will prevent us from going forward because we're comfortable. We don't want to be uncomfortable, and it's not about us. We don't want to be uncomfortable, you know. We don't want to be challenged. We don't want to take another leap of faith and all of this stuff. We just want to be chill out. We just want to chill. But God is like, oh, no, I have an assignment for you. There are people who need to hear your story. There are people who need to hear from you. There are people who need you to pray for them. People who need you just in their lives to speak a word of encouragement. Whatever it is God's calling you to do that's going to pull you out of this comfort zone, that's what we need to do. That's where our focus needs to be, on that. And not so much of us just, you know, being just sitting there, just being relaxed. So I wanted to speak to you about that because I've had the same situation. I know what it feels like to come out of the shadow of others. That's one thing while we stay in our comfort zone. We don't want to come out the shadow of others. It's okay while I'm assisting them, while I'm helping them, while I'm in the background, making everything go well, and that's okay. But there is a season that God is going to call you forth. We were not meant to stay in the shadows of anyone. God has created you, woman of God. As a leader, he is bringing you up and he's calling you out because there is something that you have that he needs you to do. There is something that he needs you to do in this season of your life. It may be just going to one person and offering them a word of encouragement. It may be able to start that mentorship group, that women's group. I don't know. But you know that there is a burning inside of you that will not go away, no matter how comfortable you say you are. Wow. And so when we have to come out of that, the shadows of others, and that is what's hard. And so we have to take a leap of faith and do that. We have to push ourselves out. The other thing is that we stay in the shadows and we stay in this comfort zone because it is going to challenge us. And then, of course, you know, you got the naysayers, you got all the other people around you, all the noise that you listen to. And you wonder what they're going to say. And scripture tells us it's dangerous to be concerned about what other people think. So there we go. So we've canceled that stumbling block out the way. But the enemy is going to use your comfort zone as a way to keep you from moving forward. And let me share something else. I had mentioned that I know how hard it is to come out of the shadow of others. And that happened for me because of my insecurities. See, my insecurities would rise up and would try to stop me. But I had to push past them because the calling on my life and the calling on your life is more important than the fear you feel that you're going to be facing. Because God did not give us the spirit of fear in the first place. but of love, power, and of a sound mind. And with this sound mind, we can make a decision. I'm coming out of this comfort zone because I know what God has for me to do. He is equipping me. He is giving me the power to do it. And I trust him enough to know that whoever I am led to, whoever I need to speak to, God is going to speak through me to be a blessing in their life. Because it's not about us. It is not about us. And it's not about us being comfortable. We are going to have to be uncomfortable sometime. And so when those thoughts come up, we need to take those thoughts captive. You know, when God starts stirring something up inside of you, and then all of a sudden the enemy gets in your ear, oh, you're in the comfort, huh? You're just right there. You're right where you want to be. No, take those thoughts captive. Best believe if God is stirring something up inside of you, there is something, there is an assignment he has for you. And he's going to give you the power to do it because it's going to please him when you come out of your comfort zone and take that leap of faith and trust God and begin stepping into your purpose. That's what pleases God. And that is how we defeat the enemy of comfort. I trust this blessed you today. And if it has, I just encourage you to go forth, seek God, and don't be afraid to step out and to mentor, coach, teach, whatever it is that God is calling you to do in this season. Know that God has you, and you're doing what pleases him, and he's going to give you the power to do it. Come on out that comfort zone, woman of God. Hey, sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God's given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.